Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I'm Ian Joseph Piscioneri, P-I-S-C-I-O-N-E-R-I. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Piscioneri as described in my report of 5/18/20. Pitty is now a 53-year-old male who again reports he injured his right foot at work on 7/2/19 when a keg fell out of the truck. Pitty did go to the community medical center emergency room afterwards, period. With this and further evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be a shattered, damaged foot. Brady did undergo any surgery. He did undergo surgery, but is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Mr. Piscioneri, as per the records provided, he receives an order approving settlement on 8/7/20 in the amount of 25% of the right foot. Brady then applied for a reopener. Period. To that effect, he was seen by Dr. Riss, R-I-S-S, on 12/30/19. Period. He offered 55% of the right foot permanent disability. Period. On 7/20/22, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Petrozzini for the right knee. Period. He had pain in it for 3 days without any known injury, but he thinks it may be from overuse. Period. He did have swelling and used Tylenol and a brace. Period. He explained he works for Sharp Point Distributing and is in and out of a truck all day, but he also goes to the gym a few times a week where he does leg presses of about 250 pounds and rides the bike. Brady denies any previous injury to the knee. Period. He evaluated the petitioner and diagnosed right knee effusion and chondromalacia. Period. X-rays revealed mild chondromalacia and slight narrowing at the patellofemoral joint. Period. There were congruent medial and lateral compartments. Period. A corticosteroid injection was given to the knee. Period. He followed up over the next several weeks and was referred for an MRI. Period. On 8/24/22, Dr. Petrozzini cited his results to be inserted here. He then modified his diagnostic assessment to that of a closed fracture of the right tibial plateau, through which he was placed in an unloader brace. Period. He followed up here through /2/15/23. Period. At this visit, he complained of stiffness to his right foot and inability to walk barefoot without notable pain. Period. He is currently also being treated for his right knee pain. Period. This visit was actually with podiatrist Dr. Hollowell. Period. The previous visits were with Dr. Islinger. Period. New paragraph. On 9/15/22, Mr. Piscioneri was seen orthopedically by Dr. Thacker, T-H-A-C-K-E-R, for right knee pain. Period. He noted the brief course of treatment to the knee to date. Period. His diagnoses were closed fracture of the right tibial plateau, common complex tear of the lateral meniscus, and primary osteoarthritis of the right knee. Period. The petitioner expressed that he wanted to transfer care to Dr. Thacker. Period. He was explained that the plateau fracture is what's causing the pain. Period. He outfitted him with a lateral offloader brace and immediately felt better following its application. Period. He returned on 9/22/22 and had been back to full duty for 4 days. Period. His knee has been hurting. Period. He has been wearing the brace during work and noticed it only bothers him more when it is removed. Period. He had shattered his right foot 2 years ago while at work and now is curious as to if the compensation is what has been affecting this knee. Period. Discussed his status, and he was prescribed celecoxib. Period. More specifically, he explained that surgery could be done for his lateral meniscal tear, or conservative treatment could be rendered. Period. The petitioner currently advises me that Dr. Thacker performs an injection to his knee approximately every 6 months with improvement. Period. New paragraph, an ISO claim search was also done, indicating other injuries. Period. On 6/19/12, he was taking a keg out of a truck and it slipped out of his hands. Period. On 2/24/15, he was making a delivery and there was ice on the ramp. Period. On 2/8/17, an empty barrel fell out of the bay of a truck and struck him. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower and spectrum revealed healed. Then linear scarring on the medial aspect of the right greater metatarsal phalangeal joint. Paired, there was contractures of the right second and third toes and the left second toe. Paired, there was bony prominence at this joint and was tender to palpation, but also had decreased pinprick sensation there. Paired, right great toe flexion was to 35 degrees and on the left was to 45 degrees. Paired motion of the ankles, knees, and hips was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Paired. Rest of that is normal. Feet and ankles normal. Knees normal. Lumbosacral. He ambulated with physiologic gait. Paired, he could walk on his heels smoothly. Paired, he could walk on his toes.